MK1, and for a second version of a Community Connection this morning, I get the opportunity to give you some good information about the upcoming Relay for Life, and Linda Dalzell in this morning to help me out with that. And I understand you've been personally involved with Relay for, well, let's see, about 15 years or so.
I have. I've been a co-captain of a team, a Relay for Life team. We call ourselves the Mad Dog Dalzells since 2002 was our first year.
Okay. And, of course, there are so many reasons for people to relay, but I think the bottom line to me is it's a fundraiser. We want to pay for more research and do what we can to end the reason for doing a relay.
That's true. Most people that have a heart for this for this event have a reason. They have a family member, themselves. We need research for our children so that they don't have what we've had.
My father-in-law passed away a number of years ago due to pancreatic cancer. He was diagnosed on Mother's Day weekend, and by Labor Day he was gone. So didn't have to fight that too long for him.
But so you understand this completely?
Yep, I do. And I think there's probably a very, very, very few people out there that one reason or another have not been touched by cancer. Family member, coworker, friend from church, somebody they know has been touched by cancer one way or the other.
That's so true. We run about 20 team members, 21, mostly the same people we've had from the beginning. We have 7 people now on our team that are survivors.
Mm-hmm.
That's a third of our team.
Yeah.
And then every year, more of our team members have family or friends that are affected. It's just an ongoing horrible situation.
Well, we're going to make the best of a horrible situation. One nice thing to me about Relay, not just locally, but I think nationally, is the opportunity to recognize survivors. And every year I seem to find out somebody that I had no idea that, I don't care if it was 6 months ago or 60 years ago, had a bout with cancer somewhere along the line.
Well, if you come out to Relay, you'll see who those people are because they have on purple shirts and they line the track.
Yeah, they do. It's a marvelous, marvelous sight to see.
It is. And that brings me to one reason I wanted to talk to you today is we're honoring our survivors by having an ice cream social next Sunday.
Okay.
We're calling it Sunday Fun Day.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
We should have right now some pretty good weather for it. Not too rainy, and a good day for people to come out.
I hope so. And people may be out anyway because of Sunfest.
Right.
So we're going to do it at the Eastside Arvest Bank location. Come in through the north door. We'll be air conditioned. Mm-hmm. We'll have plenty of ice cream for Sundays. We're having root beer floats. We're asking all area survivors to bring their caregivers. It's a kid-friendly event, so bring your children.
Who doesn't like ice cream?
I know. It's from 2 to 4. Come and go. Come for 5 minutes or stay 2 hours. We'd love to get to know everybody. And at that time, we can register the survivors for the relay, and we'll have the purple shirts on hand to give.
And that's probably the best thing, because if you get your shirt early or get registered early, at least you got your size.
Yeah. You do. You have your size, and you have it washed up and ready to go on relay night.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned bringing your caregivers, we're also selling caregiver t-shirts for $10 a piece. We'll have those at the relay, and we'll have them at the ice cream social. And that's kind of a nice way for survivors to recognize their caregivers.
And that caregiver shirt is a different color.
It is. Yeah. I can't tell you right now what color it is.
It's different than
it's
purple.
It's different. They're all different. Committee has one color. Team captains have another color. Team members, survivors, caregivers. $1,000 fundraiser people have a green shirt.
Okay.
We all have different colors.
That green shirt, you can tell they brought the money in.
They did. We have about 3 on our team, and we kind of depend on them.
Well, that's good. Somebody needs to do the work, and the rest of you can be there as supporters.
And we have a lot of fun, and we'll have a lot of fun next Sunday too.
Yeah.
And we do have an RSVP number if anybody wants to respond for our ice cream social. It's call Tina at 580-716-8874. If you forget to respond, don't worry. We'll have plenty of ice cream.
There you go. Come on down. It's nice if you know, but if you don't know, come on down anyway.
Come on down. We do have a Facebook page also this year. Relay for Life of NOW, Nowata, Osage, and Washington counties. And if you'll go onto Facebook, if you do that, like our page, and then you'll be updated on our events.
And not only now, but throughout the year, you get to stay connected with it.
We do. We do. It's a nice way to do that. Social media can be a time user, but it's also a great thing.
It's both, yeah. But yes. It does give you an opportunity to connect with people who maybe you don't see every day, but it's nice to renew those friendships. I know her from Relay for Life and what's going on in the organization. Yeah. So.
And we look for the same people to come back every year. We look for those faces. We want to know they're okay. We want to know they're there enjoying what we do.
Not so much as survivors, but as participants, you're always looking for new ones, too.
We are. Oh, we are. And it's not too late to form a team. You can go to our website, Relay for Life of NOW. You can sign in, register a team if you want to. I mean, it won't be too late up until the last minute.
No.
And it's fun. We go out, we set up a tent, stay only till 2 o'clock in the morning now.
That is a fairly recent change, I want to say, of the last 3 or 4 years. But it's still all the key elements of Relay are there, except for maybe even the early morning giddiness to a certain extent, because you're still getting out of there at 2 in the morning.
Well, we are. We get out at 2 in the morning. It moves some of our happenings up earlier. We're trying to do the live auction earlier. Mm-hmm. The survivor walk earlier. We'll have a great speaker this year.
Who's going to be speaking, do you know?
Well, if I remember right, his name is Clay Martin. He happens to be Martin, I think. Clay Martin.
Okay.
He happens to be the nephew-in-law of one of our team members, Vicki Stewart.
Oh, okay.
She has a niece who has had quite a bout with cancer and is doing very well. And he's coming this year from Stillwater to speak to us. I'm looking forward to
really
that.
Really always manages to find a good story and a good speaker to tell that story.
Right. And so he's speaking as a caregiver.
Okay.
And his wife will be there as the survivor.
And, you know, the caregivers have such an important role all the way through. They're in many ways as integral to the battle as the person actually conducting the battle themselves.
That is so true. And everyone needs a main caregiver and then a team of caregivers and then occasional caregivers. Everybody has a part.
Yeah, even if somebody can only step in so that primary caregiver can run to the grocery store or whatever, you know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's very true. And that's kind of where the little children come in, too. Mm-hmm. Cheer people up.
I think just the children's presence, just having that juvenile face somewhere around the line, you can't help but smile.
That's right. I'm smiling now.
I saw that smile. I think it's about the time that I said you can't help but the smile was on your face.
Yes, that's right.
So this is just one of the many events as far as the ice cream social. Come by, get on a root beer float or any other ice cream treat you want to have.
And another thing that we are doing at the ice cream social, we'll have on hand our Luminaria sacks. Mm-hmm. We sell those for $5 a piece. You can decorate them yourselves or we'll do it. In memory of people who you've lost their life, or in honor of our survivors. And at the relay, this is my favorite part, at the relay, the track is lined with the sacks. After dark, we light the sacks in a certain ceremonial way. Mm-hmm. And then there's a silent walk.
Right.
And the people who have lost their lives, their names are read. And that's so meaningful to everyone there.
Yeah, the exact procedure can vary from year to year, but
yes.
It is a very touching, very meaningful, very reverent time of the evening.
Uh-huh. And a lot of people that walk the laps, they walk slowly reading all the names as they go to themselves and seeing the different sacks. And it's always nice to get out there early to do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We talked everything about actually the date and time of the relay itself, I think.
Oh, June 23rd, 6 o'clock at the Dewey High School track.
That's a great place to have it. It's been there a number of years. The location has varied from year to year because of construction of the track or whatever, but it's a great location.
Well, the most interesting one was a few years ago when we moved to the livestock barn.
Yep.
Because of the muddiness.
But it was a fun experience for everybody anyway, I think.
It was.
Yeah.
Once we realized we had to go get electric fans quickly.
Yeah.
It was fun.
In the summertime, that barn tends to hold heat, and in the wintertime, you're asking, where did all that heat go?
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
It was a fun time still, but I hope that everybody can come out for the relay and come out next week to the Ice Cream Social and find out more about the relay if you want to.
And again, like you said, it's not too late to sign up and form a team.
That's right.
Even if you only raise $100, just come out and be part of the experience.
Oh, sure. When we first raised, started our team, we started with just friends and family. And like I say, most of us are still there doing the same thing. Year after year, we've gotten better at it.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Again, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, right?
Yes. Come and go.
East Side Branch, RVS Bank. Enter on the north side.
Yes.
You'll have a good time.
We will. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thank you so much. Linda Dalzell with us this morning on a second Community Connection on 1400 K1.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.